صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. There are many widespread myths about the blessed month of Safar al-Muzaffar. During the age of ignorance, due to their false assumptions, the Arabs would consider this month to be ill-omened. Allama Badruddin Aini alludes to this by saying, during the age of ignorance, that is prior to Islam, people would hold superstitious thoughts about this month, such as believing that many difficulties and calamities occur in this month. It is for this reason that people perceived the month of Safar to be ominous. In declaring their superstitious thoughts as baseless, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, Safar is nothing. Commenting on this hadith, Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said that the general public perceive this, that is the Safar al-Muzaffar, to be a time when there are afflictions, disasters, and adversities descend. This concept is false and has no reality to it. Even during the current age of progression and advancement, the false concepts regarding ill omens in the month of Safar al-Muzaffar have not ceased to exist. In fact, upon the commencement of this blessed month, some foolish people who are victims to the thought of this month being ominous begin to spread messages based upon misconceptions, and they consider it to be extremely ill-fated because of their belief in things such as the following. Number one, a new business should not be set up in this month, for there is danger of incurring a loss. Traveling should be avoided, weddings should not take place, and the bride should not formally depart from her parents' home and go to the bridegroom's house, as this carries the prospect of ruining one's home. Such people also adhere to the following. They do not engage in large business dealings. They go in and out of the house less often, believing the fact that their adversities are descending. They thoroughly dust every utensil and furniture of their homes. Dear viewers of Madarin channel, refrain from these superstitious thoughts as they ruin lives instead of making them. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.